Well, good afternoon. It's a joy to be with all of you and a special joy to meet the brothers and sisters again of Sion Church. And it is a joy for the two churches to be together, sharing this wonderful day together. I wonder if you've heard of a lady called Kim Kardashian. Well, Kim Kardashian, if you haven't heard of her, is a TV celebrity who is famous for just being famous. Now, let me tell you how famous she is. She has 400 million followers on Twitter and Facebook, those kinds of social media platforms. And every day she posts something and everybody wants to read what she says. 400 million people. And this famous for being famous has done her well financially. She is worth around 1,000 million francs. She's a billionaire simply for being famous. It all started with a reality television program. And many people follow her. But is she a good role model? Well, let me tell you a little bit about her life. Aged 19 in 2000, she eloped with a man and married him. They were divorced 3 years later. In 2011, she married an American football star. It was in a blaze of publicity. She made a lot of money out of that wedding. And the marriage lasted 72 days. During those 72 days, she started to meet with somebody else. And she married that man in 2014. And they had four children. And in April this year, she filed for divorce. And over the past couple of weeks, she's been opening up about her life. And she wept as she realized that she had been a failure. And this is what she said. I just want total happiness. Whatever it takes me, I just want my pure happiness. This is what I'm working on. I'm figuring out how to get there. But has she found total happiness? No. Would it be wise to follow this woman as to the answer to life and how to have a happy life? No. In contrast, this afternoon, we will hear from a person in a moment, Anne, and she will publicly say that she is following somebody else, not on social media. She is following somebody worth following. Somebody whose example is worth copying. Someone, if we follow him, will bring not sadness and death, but happiness and life. And that someone is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Because of who he is. He is unique. He is God who became man. He's the Word who became flesh. And there's never been somebody like the Lord Jesus. He left heaven to come into this sinful world simply to save people like us. And on the cross, he suffered and died in our place. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. And now he's in heaven. But in heaven, he's offering to every human being on this planet eternal life. And what does he say to the world today? And what does he say to us today? Simply two words. Follow me. Follow me. In that reading we had from Mark chapter 1, did you notice how Jesus called full people to follow him? First of all, he meets two fishermen, Simon and Andrew, and he says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I've got a much better job for you to do than catching fish. Catching people, for people to be saved. He goes a little further and sees two other fishermen, James and John, mending their nets. And he calls them and they drop their nets. And now they follow the Lord Jesus. And these were four people whose lives will never be the same again. And today there is another person amongst us whose life has never been the same again since she decided to follow the Lord Jesus last year. And that is Anne. Because baptism today, this service, is really about Anne publicly saying to you and to the world, I'm now following Jesus. I found the answer to life. I found the meaning to life. I found the Saviour to give me life. I found the true meaning of love, the man of love. And Anne, I want you to know that you're now on the most wonderful journey of all, the most wonderful adventure, following the Lord Jesus. And it won't always be easy. There'll be trials and difficulties on the way. There'll be times when you're tempted to leave that way. There'll be times when you're tempted to say, it's too hard. But actually, it's the best way. It's the best way because it's the way that leads to eternal life. It is the way that Jesus wants us to go. And even when we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we can know that the Lord is with us. When illness strikes, when unemployment strikes, whatever strikes, we know that if we're following the Lord Jesus, this is the best way. Now, my friends, I want you all to know this morning, this afternoon, something very simple. If you really want happiness in life, if you really want to know what life is about, then just remember these two words that Jesus says to us, follow me. And I want those words to sink into us. And this afternoon, I just want to very briefly explain what it means to say that we're following the Lord Jesus. First of all, to follow the Lord Jesus means we submit to his authority. God has made us submissive beings. You might not think that, especially those with children. As you bring up children, you have to teach them to be submissive. But the reality is we're all submissive beings. We all like to worship something. We all like to have our idol. If you don't believe me, watch some of the football that's on television at the moment and see how all the spectators, their team, their hero is their hero. And if he scores a great goal, what do? They bow down and almost worship him. Go to a tennis match. It's just finished, the French Open. And look at the banners of the supporters and the tears that flow when their hero loses or maybe when their hero wins. Go to a music festival, or maybe don't actually, but go to a music festival and see the adoration poured out on some music rock star. Everybody has to serve somebody. Bob Dylan wrote that many years ago. We've all got to serve somebody. We all have to submit to someone, and we all do. And if it's not God, I promise you, you would submit to something else. Something else will become your idol. It could be money. It could be sex. It could be pleasure. It could be music. It could be your job. It could even be your family. But there'll be something that would dominate your life. We've all got to serve something. But actually, who is the best person to serve? Need I tell you? Jesus warns us, by the way, we can't serve two masters. Either you will love one and hate the other. We can only serve one master. And the best master to serve is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the highest power. He is the final judge. He is the one that is eternal. He is the one that made us. And he's the one to whom each of us will have to give an account. You know, my friends, every time, if you're at work, you have to give an account for what you've done. At school, you have to give an account for what you've done. We will all have to give an account to God one day. But here is an amazing fact. The highest power and the final judge is the one who has the greatest love and compassion. The Lord Jesus is a tender master, a tender king, a kind ruler. He welcomes all to come to submit to his rule. Even if we've resisted him, even if you've said no to him, the day you turn to him and trust in him, he welcomes you with open arms. In fact, the whole of heaven rejoices whenever you do that. Such is the love of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 2 says this, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. So my friends, to follow Jesus means first of all to submit to his authority, to acknowledge who he is. But secondly, to submit to Jesus and to follow him means to obey him. We submit to his authority and then we obey his teaching. The four disciples just heard two words we saw in our reading. Follow me, and they obeyed. They put down their nets and they just followed Jesus. It is not just enough to acknowledge that somebody is an authority. We also have to acknowledge that Jesus is the supreme guide. And where do we find what Jesus teaches? It is in his word, the Bible. And Anne, I want to urge you for every day, the rest of your life, read God's word. Read it just a little bit each day. Ask God to speak you through it, because this is God's word to us. And in the Bible, you find out the supreme message. What is the message of the Bible? You can sum it up in four words. Man sins, God saves. Man sins, God saves. And all through the Bible, that is the message. I was talking to Brother Sorin earlier on how in all the Bible, all the Old Testament, it all pointed to the fact that Jesus was going to have to die. And all the people there believed, who believed, they believed in one who was coming. And we look back and believe in the one who came. But the message is the same. We've all sinned, but God is the one who saves. That's the message of the Bible. You find it on every page. There is the message of God's love to this world, the truth about ourselves, and the truth about God. And my friends, the Bible is where we find that truth. I want to imagine for a moment that you're called up for military service because there's a war and you're about to go into battle. And I want to ask you, what book are you going to take with you? What is the most popular book that's taken with you? If you look on the world's bestsellers at the moment, the bestseller on Amazon this week is a cookery book, Joe's Family Food, 100 Delicious, Easy Recipes to Enjoy Together. I'm sure it's a very nice book. But when the shells are flying, which book are you going to open? A recipe book telling you how to cook pasta, or the Bible that tells you of God's love? Which is going to give you more comfort, the recipe for pasta or Psalm 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. This is the book where we find out how we follow Jesus, how we become a Christian, how we live and what we do. Where do all the most sensible rules come from? They come from the Bible. Love your neighbour. Have one day of rest of a week. Where do we find the greatest moral values and the greatest examples? In the Bible. We find out about truthfulness, honesty, companionship, loyalty, courage. It's there in the Bible. Where do we find out about marriage and marriage values? In the Bible. And above all, where do we find out how we can have our sins forgiven? It's there in the Bible. But of course, it's not enough just to have the Bible. We must read it. And if we're going to say we're following Jesus, we must be those who obey him. And Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. We're looking at this morning in our service in the English church. Now, what are the commandments of Jesus? Very simple. It's summed up in one word, love. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbour as yourself. And so to follow Jesus means to obey Jesus. And God has given us a wonderful help. He's given you a wonderful help, Anne. He's given you the Holy Spirit. I need to tell you, Anne, that actually today is going to be your second baptism. Did you know that? Your first baptism is when you were saved and you were baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came to live in you. You were born again of the Spirit. Today it's a water baptism. But the first one actually is more important because that's changed you, gave you a new heart, a new love for God. And that's what God gives us. And that's why for the true Christian, to follow the commands of Jesus is not burdensome, but it's something we want to do in love. It's a joy because we know that God loves us. Thirdly and finally, to follow Jesus means to remember Jesus' sacrifice. Because Jesus isn't just the king who came into the world or the prophet, he's also the priest. The one who gave his life for us. It's interesting, if you ever talk to people who have become a Christian, if you ever ask them to give you their testimony, explain how they became a Christian, nearly always there are the same words that come up. There may be many other different things that come up. But at some point, they'll talk about how Jesus died for their sins. Because this is the heart of the message. In my home country in England, you can go to almost any village or town and you will see somewhere a memorial. And on the memorial, there will be carved the names of the people who gave their lives in the Second and First World War. People who gave their life for others, for democracy, if you like. But every day, we as Christians need to remember something else. And every day, Anne, I want you to remember something else. Every day, I want you to remember when you wake up that Jesus died for you. He died for your sins. This is his love. This is his gift to you. This is what Jesus did for all his people. And to follow Jesus supremely means to believe that he took the punishment for my sins. But when I became a Christian, something wonderful happened. The burden of those sins that I was carrying about on my back was transferred from me and laid upon Jesus Christ. And then his perfect life was credited to my account. Now, the Christian life of following Jesus can be a life of sacrifice. Jesus said so. If you want to follow me, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. And sometimes there will be sacrifices of time and money, maybe of fame, of a promotion at work. But my friends, it is the best way to live. I'm not actually going to do this, but I was thinking of doing this and saying here, I reckon there's some people here, I know at least one, who've been following Jesus for 1 year. And I was going to ask you a question. The question was, do you have any regrets? And the answer would be, now, there's some people here who've been following Jesus for 10 years, I reckon. Yes? 10 years? Do you have any regrets?
No.
And there are probably some here who've been following Jesus for 20 years. Have you got any regrets? No. And there have been some that have been following Jesus for 40 or maybe 50 years. I don't know anybody for 50 years. Yes? 50 years. Two people have put their hands up. Have you any regrets? No. Because following Jesus is the best way, the right way. Because Jesus Christ has done everything we need to have our sins forgiven. We've seen that Jesus is the great prophet. We've seen that he's the great priest, the great king. And we see his love for us. But as I close, I just want to speak a word to anyone here who in their heart of hearts, you know that you're not following Jesus today. Now, maybe other people think you are, but you really know that you haven't really started following Jesus. You haven't really submitted to his authority. You aren't really obeying his command. You aren't really trusting in his sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. Well, I just want to say something to you. You may know all the facts now, but that is not enough. And I want to tell you a little story. I want you to imagine that you're living in a village. This village could be a lovely, beautiful village here in Switzerland. Just imagine those nice ones up in the mountains. Now, these villages are very idyllic. And they're fine, I think, until something goes wrong. If you get ill, what do you do? Of course, in the village, there's no hospital. There may be no doctor. But maybe you're happy living in this village. And maybe somebody tells you one day, do you know, just down the hill here, just down the mountain, there is a town, and in this town, there's a wonderful hospital. There's a wonderful doctor, and they can cure of all sorts of illnesses. And you'll say, well, that's very nice to know. But it makes no difference to your life. Why? Because you don't feel you need it. So you stay in your little village, and you happily live there. But then one day, you get ill. You get very ill. You're so ill that you know you're going to die. What do you do now? You're taking the first bus out of the village, down to the town, down to the hospital. Now you see, I need it. I need this village, this town. I need this hospital. I need these doctors. Your illness has caused you to change your whole behavior. It's no good just staying in your little village. You need to go to the town. Now, what's this got to do with following Jesus? Well, if you're not really following to Jesus, you now, if you didn't know before, know all the facts. You know what the Bible says. You know what the Bible says about what it means to follow Jesus. You know that he died on the cross to save you from your sins. And maybe some Christians told you this and told you to follow him, but you said, well, I don't want to. Why is it? Why aren't you following Jesus? And I would say there is one simple reason. You don't realize your life is in danger. You don't realize that you have an illness, and that illness is your sin, and that sin will be the death of you. In other words, you're living, as it were, in that village. You know there's a place to help you, but you don't see you're ill, so you don't go there. You need to understand, my friends, that if you're not following Jesus, your life is in mortal danger. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And it will be the death of you. Your life will be the death of you. There is no hope for you outside of Jesus Christ. But what is the cure? We know the cure. Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death. But, I love the buts in the Bible. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So my friends, we all now know the facts. We all know now the problem. We all know now the solution. And the matter in that sense is in your hands. Are you going to stay where you are if you're not following Jesus? Even though you know your life is in mortal danger, even though you know there is help just beside you. And here's the wonderful truth. In my little story, you'll have had to catch a bus all the way down to the town. But to start following Jesus, you don't have to catch any bus. You don't have to travel anywhere, because Jesus is here with us and everywhere present. You simply need to turn to him, confess your sins, acknowledge you've sinned, and ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. That is what Anne has done, and that is what every person who follows Jesus truly has done. And I urge you with all my heart, follow the Lord Jesus. Come to him. The four disciples did. They did it instantly, wholeheartedly, and for the rest of their life. I believe Anne has done that. And I urge you, if you've never followed Jesus, to start following him today. Amen.